As we explore the world along the sides of the Grand Trunk Road, there's a sight we see again and again, brick smokestacks. NPR's Julie McCarthy stopped at one of them, and Julie, what did you see?
Well, these are kilns, and they fire the most basic building block of them all, bricks. Brickmaking is one of the oldest industries in the world and has changed little here. Spades and wheelbarrows are still used to move the earth. The brickmakers, many of them young people, are doing the back-breaking work that has been passed down from one generation to the next. Niaz Ahmed heaves a shovelful of clay onto a 4-foot mound, drenches it with water, and mixes it with sand to make the mud that becomes a brick. He's part of the army of an estimated 3 million brick workers in Pakistan, toiling, says the Brickmakers Union, in some 15,000 kilns. The kilns here sprawl outside the town of Rotas, just off the Grand Trunk Road.
Yes, have you always done this?
Yes.
Yeah. He said he always done it.
When did you start?
When he was 10 years old.
When you were 10.
Yeah.
So that for the past 8 years you've been making bricks.
Yeah.
Niaz spent his formative years not in a classroom learning, but pounding earth into bricks, following in the footsteps of his parents. When I ask his younger sister, working alongside him, if she'd ever gone to school, Niaz looks up from his alchemy of earth and water and shouts back, "This is our college." Niaz and four of his siblings are employed in this flat, bone-dry field and live in the ramshackle housing on the site. Niaz says all the children in his family joined this ancient enterprise as soon as they were old enough to work. Along the Grand Trunk Road, they tend the earthen kilns with charcoal and dirt. The smoldering mounds look like some ceremonial grounds out of Middle Ages. A kiln contains 200,000 to 300,000 bricks. The rising heat ripples above the landscape and brings rivulets of sweat to the faces of the workers. Just over Niaz's shoulder looms a chimney spewing black smoke. The product of his family's labor is stacked in neat rows, beige-colored blocks looking like giant dominoes. Niaz and his brothers and sisters make 5,000 bricks in one day. For that, they earn 1,500 rupees, or $3.50 per person per day. Stripped to his waist, the snaggle-toothed Niaz smiles easily and speaks directly. At 18, he is what he will be, he says. There is no dreaming of what could be, no hoping for an education because, he says, his parents are so poor. Our forefathers did this and we will too, he says. But Niaz firmly believes in the dignity of his labor.
What he's saying here, Steve, is that he's happy because he considers himself a builder of the nation. He says, we're making these bricks, we're making the mosques and the houses and the buildings. Pakistan, he says, is going to develop every day because of us.
Words of a Brickmaker brought to us by NPR's Julie McCarthy. Julie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
And you can see photos of brickmaking in Pakistan at npr.org.